Hey, you guys, it is the Be Sam's podcast show. This is going to be my second episode uploading, but I know I haven't been uploading in a while, you guys, but I've been really busy, but I know you guys want to hear this kind of stuff, so here I am, I'm back again. Today is the 11th, I believe. Let me check, I'm not sure. Yeah, November 11th. First of all, you guys, what happened? What happened? I just feel so disillusioned with the way things are going in America right now. I mean, I thought that Hillary would get elected. I mean, she was the clear winner, the front runner, but Trump just slid behind and came out and threw the election. There's been protests for 3 days straight, and it's not looking any better. But I personally hate Trump. I think he's a bigot. If you listen to my last podcast, you'll understand how I feel. I'm not going to go into it. He's a bigot. He's a racist. Well, let me rephrase that. He's not a bigot or a racist per se, but his campaign uses bigotry and racism as tools to entice people. And that's, I don't approve of that kind of stuff, and I don't respect him for that. He has no experience in office. He's just a wild card. But everybody that's protesting, I understand your pain. I feel you. I don't want him to be the president either. But you gotta realize, protesting Trump is literally gonna do nothing. They're not gonna recall the vote. They're not gonna do anything. What we need to do is protest the Electoral College, because that's how he won, the popular vote. Hillary had the popular vote, but Trump had the Electoral College. The Electoral College is such an outdated system. It is crazy. Just think about that. If there's a possible way for the person with more votes to lose, the system is wrong. Because the people don't elect the president. The Electoral College elects the president. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. I just don't know, you guys. Just don't know. Anyway, let me get out my talking points for today, people. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, oh, and Obamacare. What is he going to do about Obamacare? Is he just going to get rid of it? That's going to hurt so many people that can't afford it. I mean, we got to look at it like this, you guys. Republican, Democrat, whatever side you're on, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And even though we might not like the policies that the Republicans are putting, the policies that the Democrats are pushing, you gotta respect the president. And you know what? That's even hard for me to say, to swallow, to respect Trump. We'll see. We will see what happens. You can't get rid of him. Let's say someone gets rid of Trump, Mike Pence steps in, he's even more conservative than Trump. Trump's not a real conservative. Trump's some weirdo that coattailed on the Republican Party. So Pence gets into the presidency. He's going to be more conservative. He's just going to hurt us liberals. And then the freaking, what's next? Speaker of the House next? He's even worse. He doesn't even endorse Trump. Oh, this is a sad day, you guys. Sad, sad day. And I'm sorry, but this is what it's come to. There's more bigots and racists in America than we thought. And it's just not my America. But I think now more than ever we need to come together. Come together and don't come apart. And don't break apart. That's just gonna hurt more than it's gonna heal. Just like First Lady Michelle Obama said, they go high, or they go low, we go high. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep on going high and hope for the best. And it's going to be bad, but... Well, I don't know if it's going to be bad, but it looks pretty bad now. But, you know, there's always that silver lining. So we'll see. We will see. Oh, by the way, on the music front, one of my good sources, name's Catalyst, dropped a track. You can follow him, Catalyst BV. It's on SoundCloud. I'll put a link in the description so you can go check him out. He's really good. He dropped a song today, and I don't know what it's called. I listened to it. It was really good. Let me just pull it up for you guys. Here, it's called "See Me Glow." It was really good. I can play the first couple seconds for you guys.
That's it right now, Gina.
Big head on the beat.
So that was like the first 30 seconds of that song. You gotta support your local artists, you guys. You know what I mean? I mean, we were all once there, struggling, you know. Some of us still are. I know I myself am still trying to get to where I am. And never gonna stop till I reach the top. And there is no top, let's be honest. We're always trying to progressively make ourselves better and do better in life. Just like Bruce Lee once said. They're only plateaus, and once you reach one plateau, you need to go to the next plateau. So, yeah. So, that's crazy. What else, you guys? I recommend all you guys go to this cozy little shop in Stanton called Gomen. Gomen Ramen. I don't know if you guys are into ramen, but I highly suggest you guys try it. It's in Stanton, California. Gomen. Gomen. This is a really good shop. I love ramen. My girlfriend Mary, she loves it even more. Like, she's obsessed. It's really crazy. But I love it to death. But yeah. So I had a pretty fun day today. I went to Universal Studios for the first time. The first time I've ever been, and it was pretty cool. The Harry Potter world, they did not miss one part of that. They got it all right, I gotta say. Down to the train station, to the wand shop, to the castle. It's all good. But yeah, you guys, go to Universal. It is good. But yeah, that's pretty much it, you know, just dropping in a quick one. Okay, now you guys ready for your three facts of the podcast? And like I said, I give you guys three facts. If you guys leave remembering one of these facts, then I think I did my job. So Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto, a planet. Russia is larger than a planet, so that means Pluto is pretty small, or Russia is really big. Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire. That's crazy. Well, they're on the other side of the world. But yeah. There are more grains of sand. No, there are more stars in the space than there are grains of sand on every beach in the world. Which just gives you a idea of how many stars and galaxies and local groups and planets there are in our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. I mean, I hope there's life out there. I'm really hopeful. I hope in my life we'll see life, but you know, you never know. But they just found a new planet a while ago. what was it, Proximus B or Proximus A, I think, I'm not sure. But they say it could have an ocean 77 miles or 100 miles deep or something like that, which is crazy. Yeah. It's crazy out there, man. So, yeah, you know, this is B-Sam's podcast, you know, streaming to you, trying to get back to you next week, and I'm sorry about the delay. I know some of my fans were hurt. They were emailing me like, oh, Brandon, when are you going to get back to us? It's been 3 weeks. It's been 4 weeks. Just know, you guys, I read the emails. I might not respond to them, but I see them, and I make mental notes. And, you know, well, semester's almost over, so once school's over, I'm definitely going to be kicking these out to you guys. But, other than that, just stay frosty, and, yeah, love you guys. Oh, and also, if you have any questions, you want me to give you a shout-out on the next, podcast, just, email me your name, a little shout-out, or a little question, and I'll answer it. So, yeah, the email I'm going to leave in the description also. It's bsamsthoughts@gmail.com. That's bsamsthoughts@gmail.com. But yeah, hope this message is finding you guys well. This is 11/11/2016. We are in California, Los Angeles County, California, North America. Northern Hemisphere, Earth, the Solar System, Milky Way Galaxy, that's as far as I can go back. But yeah, guys, peace out, and I'll leave you with this chill song. Thank you.